For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about words that print money. Today, we're going to talk about good writing. Today, this is going to be a copywriting masterclass. We're going to talk about linguistic levers that can turn your words and your business into a cash printing machine. Now, we're all told that clarity, conciseness, and grammar are the holy trinity of communication. But I'm here to tell you that that's only half the story. In the world of business, good, air quotes, good writing isn't just about being understood. It's about being irresistible. It's about using language so potent that your audience can't help but take action. Let's talk about the billion-dollar copywriting secret. Let's talk about power words. Now, have you ever wondered why some emails get opened instantly while others gather dust in your inbox? Or why some landing pages convert like crazy while others are ghost towns? It's not always about design design or fancy graphics. Often, it comes down to the specific words used. Certain words have the power to ignite curiosity, stoke desire, or trigger FOMO, the fear of missing out. These are called power words. These aren't just your run-of-the-mill adjectives. These are words backed by psychology, crafted to evoke specific emotions, and honed to drive action. Now, why do you need this? Why do you need to learn about copywriting, even if you think you don't? You may be thinking, Scott, I'm not a copywriter. I'm just a insert your profession here. Here's the thing. We're all in the business of persuasion. For investors, you need to persuade LPs to back your fund. For founders, you need to persuade customers to buy your product and VCs to invest. For marketers, you need to persuade consumers to click, engage, and convert. For everyone else in the company, you need to persuade people that what you're working on is important. You need to persuade people that you deserve a raise. You need to persuade people that the project that you just committed time and money to is actually worth the time and money. Even in your personal life, the right words can make the difference between a closed door and a new opportunity. So today we're going to be talking about the following: the five most powerful words I've ever used in copywriting and why they work, the secret sauce framework for crafting persuasive copy, and how to ethically weaponize power words without being sleazy. This will level up your communication game, your copywriting game, and unlock a new level of influence. Now, I've set the stage for how power words can be your unfair advantage in business and life. Let's get tactical. These are my five go-to power words when I'm writing copy. These are not just pulled out of a hat. They're backed by research, proven in the trenches, and I personally use them almost daily. The first word is you. Now, this one seems obvious, but it's criminally underused. People are inherently self-interested. When you speak directly to quote-unquote you, it triggers the brain's reward centers and makes them more receptive to your message. So here's a weak example and a strong example of how to use this word. And I'll do a weak example and a strong example for all the words we're talking about today. A weak example of copy would be, our product can help you save time. A strong example would flip it. The focus would now be on you. It would no longer be on the product. A strong line might be, imagine how much time you'll save with this. Notice the difference. It's no longer focused on the product and what it can do. It's focused on the pain that it's solving for you, the customer. The second word, new. This word taps into our innate curiosity and desire for novelty. We're wired to pay attention to anything new because in our evolutionary past, it could mean the difference between survival and extinction. So a weak line of copy would be, we've improved our features. Strong copy would be introducing our new game-changing features. It's not going to make or break the sale, but you understand that it pushes customers in the right direction. And when you do this over an entire email or over a landing page, it starts to have significant positive impact. The next word is free. This is the mother of all power words. We love free stuff. It's so deeply ingrained in us that even if the free thing is a little vague, we get a dopamine hit. So what would weak copy sound like? Sign up for a trial. What would strong copy sound like? Get started with a free trial. The next word is because. This word is sneaky and powerful. It creates a sense of logical reasoning, even if the reason you provide is flimsy. We're more likely to comply with requests if there's a because attached. So here's weak copy. Please share this article. Here's strong copy. Please share this article because it could help others. And lastly, now. This injects urgency and scarcity into your message. It taps into FOMO and our aversion to loss. We're more likely to act if we think something is time sensitive or limited. Weak copy would be shop our sale. Strong copy would be shop our limited time sale now. So you see, these are five power words and frames that you have to consider when you're writing copy. Focus on you, focus on new, focus on free, focus on because, and focus on now. Now, you're saying, Scott, I can't just throw these words around randomly, and you're absolutely right. Context matters. These words are most effective when used strategically to amplify the core message of your copy. Here's an example. Let's say you're launching a new productivity app. Instead of, our app helps you get more done, which is a sample of weak copy, you could say, you can finally achieve your goals with our new free app. Download now and see the difference because you deserve to be more productive. I'm going to give you those two examples again. Weak copy. Our app helps you get more done. Strong copy. You can finally achieve your goals with our new free app. Download now and see the difference because you deserve to be more productive. You can see how that packs a punch. It really drives home a point. It's compelling. So we've covered the why and the what of the power words. Now it's time to talk about the how. Let's break down the framework that will transform your copy from meh to mesmerizing. So to turn those power words into an actual formula, you have to learn the ADA formula. This is your secret weapon for writing copy. So ADA is a very traditional copywriting formula. It's classic copywriting. It stood the test of time because it works. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. ADA, A-I-D-A, stands for attention, interest, desire, and action. Now, as you go through these four parts of ADA, of course, you're going to start to include some of the words we just spoke about, but you're going to write a lot more for each one of these sections, right? So ADA, attention. This is where you hook your reader. Use strong verbs, intriguing questions, or shocking stats. Your goal is to stop them in their tracks and make them want to read more. An example would be tired of feeling like a hamster on a wheel? Break free from the 9-to-5 grind with our proven system. Next, interest. Now that you have their attention, you have to pique their interest, highlight the problem they're facing, and tease a solution. An example would be, imagine having more time, more money, and more freedom. It's possible with our step-by-step blueprint. Next is desire. This is where you make them crave what you're offering. Paint a picture of the transformation they're going to experience. Use sensory language to make it feel real. An example would be, wake up feeling energized, tackle your to-do list with ease, and have evenings free to do what you love. And lastly, action. Tell them what to do next to make it clear, easy, and compelling. Use a strong call to action with the power word. For example, join our exclusive community now and start living the life you deserve. So again, ADA is the classic copywriting formula. Learn it, use it everywhere. Email, website copy. ADA is attention, interest, desire, action. Now, let's go a little bit beyond ADA because there's a few additional tips that I like to use to elevate my copy. First, storytelling. Always include stories. People connect with stories. Share a personal anecdote, share a case study or a customer testimonial to add emotional resonance to your copy. Specificity. Avoid vague claims. Use concrete numbers, data, and examples to back up your statements. Social proof. Highlight positive reviews, endorsements, or awards to build credibility and trust. And lastly, scarcity and urgency. Try to create a sense of FOMO by offering limited time discount, exclusive bonuses, limited availability. Now, let's put it all together. Say you are selling a high-ticket coaching program. This is what copy would look like. Are you ready to break through your income ceiling? I'm opening up a limited number of spots for my new exclusive coaching program. This isn't for everyone. This is for the ambitious, the driven, the ones who refuse to settle. In this program, you'll get personalized guidance, proven strategies, and the accountability you need to achieve your wildest dreams. We'll work together to create a step-by-step plan, overcome your limiting beliefs, and unlock your full potential. Imagine waking up each day feeling confident, energized, and unstoppable. Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. It's possible, and it starts now. Don't miss this opportunity to invest in yourself. Click the button below to schedule your free consultation and discover how you can become the next success story. See, you notice how this copy weaves in power words, follows the ADA formula, and incorporates storytelling and social proof. And of course, you're going to say, Scott, this is not specific to my business. I get it. But you get the formula, you get the framework. And if you started to interject some actual stories that are relevant to you, some actual data points, and you made it your own, you can start to see how this can become very impactful for guiding the reader on a journey through attention, interest, desire, and action, which can have a very high chance of them converting. Now, there is a dark side to power words, to copywriting, to influence. Power words are potent tools. All the formulas I gave you are potent tools, but like any tool, they can be misused. It is very important to wield them ethically and responsibly. I want to talk about copywriting, marketing, and manipulation. So when you use power words carelessly, this can start to veer into manipulation territory. So when you exploit someone's emotion or fears for your gain, you can erode trust, you damage relationships. These are some red flags to watch out for. If it's in your own copy, I don't know what to tell you. You shouldn't have these in your own copy, but definitely watch out for these if you're looking at someone else's copy. So do not include false promises. Don't overhype your product or service. Be honest about its benefits and its limitations. Do not use fear-mongering. So don't use scare tactics or prey on people's insecurities. Don't guilt trip. Don't make people feel bad for not buying your product or feel lesser than for not taking action. And don't use pressure tactics. Don't create artificial urgency or pressure people into making a decision they're not ready for. Remember, the goal of power words, copywriting formulas, influence is to enhance your message, is to help people understand how great your product is when you have a great product. It's not to deceive, it's not to manipulate. I've seen several entrepreneurs where they ask you to spend unreasonable amounts of money that you do not have, telling you to mortgage your house, take out a loan, put it on credit cards. I mean, there's certain industries where this is worse than others. You don't usually see this like in SaaS, for example, or CPG, but there's bad actors everywhere. So if you see them, stay away from them. And definitely do not do it yourself. I personally believe in using power words and using copywriting to inspire, to motivate, to empower, to teach. I want my audience, my customers to feel good about the choices they make, not regretful or manipulated. And when I look at how I deploy persuasive copywriting, I do it knowing I have a good product, but I also do it with the lens of, am I serving my audience? And how I look at, am I serving? What my litmus test is do I know my audience? So do I understand their pain points, their desires, their values? Am I offering real value? I have to make sure my product or my service genuinely solves a problem or fulfills a need. I need to be transparent. So I have to disclose any potential drawbacks or limitations. I have to respect their intelligence. So I never insult their intelligence with exaggerated claims or empty promises. And I give them control. I empower them to make an informed decision. When you prioritize your audience's well-being, you build trust and you build loyalty. And that is the true foundation for a sustainable business. Remember, used responsibly, power words and copy. Copywriting can be a force for good. They can inspire action. They can raise awareness. They can drive positive change. Think about power words to help you motivate people to pursue their dreams, encourage healthy habits, support charitable causes, create a more equitable and just society, or maybe just buy a product or service that actually serves them. But remember, the words you choose matter. Use them wisely. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.